listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Stop your crying, Heffa. I don't need all that. I got a job for you to braid it up, pimp his back, break them handcuffs, fuck your nigga, move something. And if they ask you what you're doing, say, ooh, nothing. We've been doing for the past two something, and I've been beating that pussy up. Now it's smooth. Fuck it.
Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Test Podcast. Your host, Rod and
Karen.
And we're back on a Dim Thrones Tuesday, which is quickly becoming the most popular show that we do. Mm-hmm. Thanks in part to, obviously, a person couldn't do this without the opening lyrics. I'm sure you guys recognize the voice by now. Runner up in most favorite guest, even though she was not on the show, but only for Them Thrones, which I think is amazing. She only missed about three votes. And I don't even think she campaigned. Like, I think she could have, she could have won.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say that. It's not nice to say that. I didn't win because I didn't campaign.
You know, it's fine. You know, I didn't want to, you know, I'm not knocking Chris Lambert, who did win. Wonderful man.
No, he's delightful. Yes.
Yeah. Wonderful person. But, you know, if she had wanted it, just saying. But, it's Patrice C. What's going on, Patrice?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
Great. Good. Great. Of course, you guys can find Patrice C on Twitter at Patrice C. You can find her website, hellandheartaches.com. Patrice, what's the weather like in New York?
Fucked up. If that's a temperature, it's actually just from day to day, we don't know what's going to happen. And I, like most people in New York, don't have a ton of space in my house. So it was warm for like 3 days in a row, and I thought I hit it. And I sent all my coats to storage, and now I'm freezing. So I have all my clothes on when I go outside.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I keep reading my friends from New York on Facebook, and the weather is really all over the place. It's like last week people were like, is winter still here? What month is it? My calendar malfunctioned or something. We also have another person here, man. The silent unusually silent through the intro. This is a first. He must be eating.
I'm working on respecting Patrice.
Oh, okay.
The beautiful woman that she is.
Okay, all right.
That's why she got Patrice. Probably would have won, but you know she got second because them dudes be lusting after her on the low. She just won't.
Well, wait. So
she got to start posting more pics. She got to start. Okay. She used to live stream. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's how I first met Patrice and Whitberry's.
Okay.
They used to live stream a while back, and they used to sit and drink their wine and just talk shit. And I used to love it.
I remember that.
We used to live stream absolutely shit faced.
Yes. I remember that, man.
So you know, the cat's been lusting out to Patrice for a while now. It's not she's not new to this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think like if she didn't have to share the show with you, she probably would have won too. Like, yeah. You know. Cause you are disruptive on purpose. So it's like, you probably take away from some of the magic and then the people write in. But, I'm glad you're here, Justin, because you did call something that happened in this episode that I think all of us said, nigga, are you crazy?
Yes, you
and,
did.
And, turns out you are not. I mean, you crazy, but you are also right. So what's up, Justin? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing excellent, dog. I'm doing excellent. I think I got 100 on my stats test today. Like,
You off trying to be smart?
That kind of week, yeah. Like, you feel that's gonna hurt your reputation telling people you out here getting an education and everything? Because
no, well, see, this is the thing. When you think about it, Herm Elvis got an education.
Mm-hmm.
He pretty ratchet.
Okay.
So you know, once you set the bar right there, you know it's kind of hard to obtain anything else.
Okay. All right.
Even Natalie Nunn, I run New York. Pretty ratchet. Has a degree from USC. I'm just saying.
Okay. All right. I hear you.
Bad Girls Club All-Star.
Glad to hear that you're, out there progressing, man. All right. So we got to talk about Them Thrones. This is season 4, episode 3, I believe. The title of this episode was Breaker of Chains. And it broke a lot of the audience. you know, before we even start on it, I just want to say, cause people have been hitting me up all day after yesterday's show, because I got some pretty bad news after, you know, promoting this on the episode, but, apparently the approval of powdered alcohol was an error and, that will not be happening.
That sounds about right, sir. Cause I was like, that is some bullshit.
I love to drink it. Even I was like, well, that's not a good idea at all.
apparently I was the only one who thought it was a great idea.
Don't use like PCP and angel dust and die. Yeah.
Well, I still don't see the issue with it.
I don't either.
You don't see the issue.
You know what I think it is, Justin? It's the man bringing down the powdered alcohol. It's like the electric car. You know what I mean? This shit, if it gets too big, it will destroy the industry of alcohol as it is, because it'll make it easier to consume. So they just lobbying against the up and coming alcohol so that we can, so we can't get it.
See, you know, the issue is too, man. First of all, kids fuck up everything. Mm-hmm. You can't have nice things. You can't have nice things because of kids.
That's true.
And so they start, oh, the kids will be using it more. But who buying it for the kids? The fucking adults.
Right. Trust me. If your kid is sniffing powdered alcohol, he's also drinking the shit in your liquor cabinet because you're a terrible parent.
Right. And he probably doing a bunch of other shit that he likes to sniff.
Mm-hmm.
But the other part of it is there's like, oh, people are sneaking on planes and theaters and everything. I'm like, all these places already sell alcohol. They not going to sneak it in anywhere. Right. Just sell the shit there. Then you won't have any issues.
I agree, man. It's very frustrating to see people, you know, turn out like this. Apparently it was approved by accident. How the fuck does that happen?
Do you know how much storage space you would get back by just having little packs?
Right.
Oh,
you can mix it with water like that shit you sneak in restaurants and put in your drink.
Right. Now I don't have bottles of shit lined up, taking up counter space.
This is the perfect solution. I could have moved kilos of this shit. Can you buy kilos of it? Cause I was going to buy kilos. I was going to keep it in a suitcase. Handcuffed my hand. That was how I was gonna do all my alcohol, and I was gonna be a snob. Oh, y'all niggas is drinking alcohol tonight? Whoa. Anyway.
And it's something new to get snobby about. You're like, oh no, I don't drink Poland Spring vodka. I only drink Fuji vodka.
Right. Yeah. Right. line me up a razor and a small mirror, please. I'm about to get fucked up.
Yes. Do you know how much money the industry would have made off mirrors, razors?
Right.
Son, come on.
I was going to grow a cocaine pinky and get one of them rings that you could put like the powder in the ring and shit and hide it from the cops. I was going to do that.
Man, they could start selling like special powdered sippy cups.
Right.
Just for your powder.
You could put it on food. Powdered donuts. Literally.
Man, could you imagine? It's going to be a lot of dead children because parents going to be like, you know what? Yes. You're getting on my motherfucking nerve. Let me sprinkle this all across my breakfast. Mm.
The thing is, now that people know it's possible, it's getting ready to be a bootleg version of it out here in the streets.
Yeah. Hopefully I can get some from a dealer or something.
Like, they might as well go ahead and legalize it and monitor it, because otherwise it's about to hit the streets like marijuana. There's laced.
Or you know what? It's some parents get ready to fuck their kids up. You know, a lot of times when kids cry, they want to give kids a little bit of liquor to get them to go to sleep.
Why do you keep going to the... why are you...
I'm thinking about the abuse, man. It's abusive.
No. Well, why are you thinking about the abuse potential of this? It's for adults. Abusive parents going to be abusive regardless of what tools they have.
Yes, they are.
Better this than bleach.
Karen just thinking about her nieces and nephews, about how she gonna help them sleep at night by rubbing a little bit on their gums.
I hope not.
You gonna rub a little bit on their gums.
Anyway.
If I was trying to divorce you, I'd sprinkle that on your cornflakes and then make sure you get a DUI and I get the benefit at the end of it. So it can be abused like all the time.
That's a good one.
All the new versions of Snap to be out now. Like, no more reruns of Snap with old 1988 murders.
Yeah.
All new 2014.
Just put it in the sugar so he don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'd be like at work putting it in the sugar. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would make my
work
fired. Right. We had the best office in the city. Like, yo, I don't know what's going on at JP Chase and Morgan, but them motherfuckers are fun to call.
Wow.
Call them during the middle of the day. They are having a blast over there. Anyway.
Real Wolf of Wall Street.
Other news, Game of Thrones related. A professor got suspended for a threatening picture that he took of his child in a Game of Thrones t-shirt.
Uh-oh.
On the front of the shirt, it said, "I will take what is mine with fire and blood." He posted it to his Google Plus account.
Okay.
And the faculty union decided that, which is in conflict with the school administration, got in trouble because the school administration decided that this was somehow a threat.
How was that? Isn't that like a phrase or something from the book or so? It sounds like something that would be quoted straight out the book.
Yeah,
it is.
It is.
Okay.
It's a quote.
That's what I was thinking. What is threatening about this? The child ain't breathing fire. The child ain't got no dragons in the background. I don't see no slaves.
Yeah, if you search Fire and Blood, if you search Fire and Blood, you get 4 million hits on Google.
It's probably in the Bible too. Like mm-hmm. I bet you if he pull up a Bible quote with that on there, he just needs the suit. At that point,
professor asked why his photo had caused such a reaction and was told that fire could be a metaphor for AK-47s.
Lord have mercy. You know what? I think that people want to be 100% zero tolerance till they are dumb. Mm-hmm. Like, they was like, we not tolerate anything. So we going to take a 9-month-old and lock him up in jail because he threw rocks, and we going to charge him as an adult. That's dumb.
Well, I will say, though, maybe his principal is from the West Side, and when you say I got that fire on the West Side, it does mean a weapon.
But why would you put it on your kid? Like, it just, it's like,
make no sense.
If you have this kid got that fire.
Like, what happens if you, hey, we're going to have a fire drill. What, AK-47 drill? Like, it seems.
Everybody going to run outside and get shot?
Yeah, it seems a bit over the top is all I'm saying. All right, so let's talk about this episode, Breaker of Chains.
Although, one more thing about that. Maybe he threatened someone at work. It was like, there will be fire and blood. And then, ironically, 2 hours later, he posted this shit.
Right.
That'll get you fired.
Acting innocent, like, what? This doesn't even mean what y'all think it means. All right, man, so let's talk about it. Game of Thrones. Joffrey is dead.
Still dead.
Did you see his eyelids?
Yeah, they put some kind of a big ass, like, medallions on his eyes or some shit. But I was willing to turn the episode off right there. I was like, oh, he's still dead? Well, shit, then.
Easter didn't save him.
Yeah, it was a good week.
I can't wait for him to rise up.
I think that was longer than 3 days.
But yeah, we start off with, knowing that he's dead. An angry ass Cersei accusing Tyrion again, and Tywin talking about nobody can leave the city.
Where's Sansa?
Nobody
right,
knows.
Right. The odds of Sansa being the only one to sneak out of the city, like, that makes the Lannisters are 0-2 on escaping Stark women. Like,
we killed the men, but them women, damn it.
Yeah, like, when it comes to Ned's daughters, man, they are batting a zero, because every time they're like, shut the city down, we gotta capture the Starks, one of them ladies is getting the fuck out of Dodge, so.
It's crazy, too, because we've been wanting her to leave the city for so long.
Right, but of course, she couldn't leave until she found a way to leave that would piss me off, so.
But she couldn't even leave properly. Talk about where we going. Does it fucking matter at this point in time to get in the boat?
He snatched her like Portia did Kenya.
Right.
He snatched her up out that seat and said, bitch, let's go.
The damage was done as soon as she left anyway. It's not like she could have turned around at any point. Like, you're going where the ship is going. Sansa, that's how it's going.
Yeah, and you know, and she's so oblivious. It's like you say, everybody else was strong, and even her younger sister's like, I'll fuck you up. She crying, talking about where we going. It's like, bitch, don't ask no questions. Get in the goddamn car. Don't you see that shooting?
So we did get one of my predictions. Littlefinger was involved.
Mm-hmm.
Sneaky ass son of a bitch, man. I could tell something was up because he wasn't in the first two episodes, man. And that dude is always in everybody's business, man. Yeah. Everybody's.
Yeah, I asked about him, but I just figured they wrote him out the show.
Yeah.
But didn't he go off to marry the other sister? Caitlin's sister, Lisa, the crazy one that was still breastfeeding. He was supposed to be off trying to marry her.
And
he had a reason to be gone.
Yeah, and he wasn't cool with it. Like, he was mad. He was like, mm-mm. Because he gave that long-ass speech about to Varys, where he was, like, talking about how it's the people that scheme and shit that make it better, that make it out and this shit, and I'm going to be the king and all this shit. And Varys was like, nigga, you better get on that boat.
Patrice, you said he went off to marry the sister that was breastfeeding. Like, that's a bad thing. I don't know if you've ever had breast milk.
She was breastfeeding
the 8-year-old.
she was breastfeeding a grown ass man. That kid had at least a learner's permit.
I'll just say.
Oh, you got teeth where you can bite an areola? That's too much.
I'm just saying the breast milk alone, the fact the club breast milk is sweet.
Hold on, Patrice, what'd you say?
I said she was breastfeeding him after he got back from the club. He was 20 years old.
if you can pour the bowl of cereal, the breast milk goes in. It's too much.
But if you can add the breast milk to your alcohol, or to your powder alcohol, as Roger going to do it, you're too old.
All benefits for Littlefinger, though.
How so?
Breast milk. It's put here from the heavens.
Okay, man.
For you and me to use.
All right, we need to move
You've
on.
Never had breast milk.
We need to move on.
You don't remember.
I have had breast milk. I was raised on it.
That's what I'm saying. You don't remember.
I don't remember because my mom's not a fucking sycophant, okay? She understood it's time to pull the titties up. I don't want to remember. If you remember how the breast milk tastes, it might not be too good, man. It might be a sign of a bad upbringing.
Not from your parent. No, I don't know how it tastes from your parent, but I am just saying it's one of the reasons as a man you still cling on to the nipple. Like you.
Not my reason.
It's one of the reasons.
It's not any of the reasons I cling on to the nipple at all. None of the reasons, actually. It might be a reason I would hop off, to be quite honest with you. I might be like, ooh, no, what is, something is wrong with this one.
It's leaking. No, thank you.
You might want to get
that
checked.
You got a hole.
If it's leaking breast milk, you just might want to try it.
All right, man. So
didn't Puff Daddy send his group to go get breast milk one time?
Yes.
The band?
In a comedy spoof that Dave Chappelle did. That happened. That is correct.
Why you breaking up old stuff? Why you want to murk the details with facts?
Look, man, you're going to get your moments to shine in a second if we get to it. All right. So, yeah. Littlefinger was not feeling her at all. And I don't blame him. Plus, the other thing about her was that she's crazy. So, you know. That's
like real crazy.
Yeah. And compared to Sansa, a young, beautiful, gullible fool who has the key to the kingdom of the north, I would probably rather roll with that set of problems if I had to. So yeah, they were on Sansa's heels. The fool was leading her offshore.
Oh, the fool.
Mm-hmm. Everybody plays a fool, as they say. He would lead her to a big ass ship. They rolled out to a rowboat, and of course that's when we find out Littlefinger is the person on the ship, and he's like, hey, keep it quiet, fool, you loud.
Yes, he was very loud.
And he sent Sansa up, and the fool was like, all right, man, I gotta get back, can you just throw me my money real quick? And he was like, how much do we say? He's like, 10K. He was like, hold on one second, I got this. Keep the change, you filthy animal, and shot him.
Him 10 arrows.
A fool and his money is soon parted, or never gets together in this case. He never got with that money.
He needed to smell it.
Yeah, dog. I felt bad for him, man, because, like,
I did.
He, you know, like, Joffrey shamed him. He used to be a knight, and Sansa saved his life, and I know he felt like he was part of the bigger cog of shit, but. You know, let's be honest, dog. Can't be leaving witnesses alive in the fucking. Yeah, it's King's Landing. They gonna find out if they have any way to trace it. So you gotta kill them.
Yeah, and then Sansa was all sad, like, "Oh, but why did you have to shoot him?" He was like, "Yeah, bitch. You know that necklace that you had on? This shit ain't real, crack. Yeah. I did this."
You know, he couldn't even let her just be on the boat. He had to let her know she was an accessory to a crime as well. No free rides here, bitch.
I thought that was crazy he put the necklace back in the boat, because when somebody sees that necklace in their boat, they're going to be like, I remember someone made this. Littlefinger ordered this to be made.
Possibly, man. I mean, it is going to be CSI going on for a while. Like, everybody's trying to figure out this crime, so... the good news, I guess, for the conspirators is that, having Tyrion locked up might end it all. Like, with his death, maybe they'll stop looking into it. Cause, it looks like they have their scapegoat already. But, Yeah, it was just funny because they killed the fool. Then he broke the necklace in front of her. It was like, this cheap ass shit. He was lying to you. But I don't understand why she didn't go, wait a minute. If you set up the lie, you know, like, cause he was like, it was me. I set the whole lie up in the first place. You still stupid. What did I tell you? And she really was like, you right. You right.
I am stupid. Didn't I tell you you couldn't trust nobody? Right. Well, how can I trust you then?
How do people keep escaping from this spot that supposedly no one is supposed to know about, but everyone knows about it? Mm. Cause he went out the spot where Bron was teaching the Kingslayer. Mm. Had a you know, sword fight.
It would have been cool if you would walk by and Brian was fucking that one night's wife.
Yes.
I told you she was a screamer.
Yeah.
And then waved.
What's that quote? The Joker told Batman in the first Batman with Michael Keaton. It was like something in the pale moon night.
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moon night?
Yeah, like they should have had that just in the background.
So yeah, they you know, he walks by or whatever. They and he tells Sansa he's gonna take her home, which, come on. If that shit happens,
how
I'll
long
be surprised.
She been hearing that?
Right. Right. She been trying to get home for so long. For so, so long. It's nothing left to go home to, by the way.
What home? Which home?
Yeah. Yeah, he's like Drake. Just hold on. We're going home. Yeah, which one? Which one? The one that's burnt down?
She don't even know about her younger brothers.
Yeah, my whole family is dead. I don't know where my little sister is. I'm assuming she's dead. You don't have an army. The North is being attacked by the White Walkers and shit. And plus you got those cannibal motherfuckers roaming around. I probably don't want to go back home. Probably just, you know, set this shit to the South. Let's go to the beach.
You do have to be a bad motherfucker to live in the North, because you had to deal with the wildlings, mm-hmm. the people over the wall,
the White Walkers.
The White Walkers. Like
winter.
Yeah, and winter, like Kara said. Just the snow alone. Like, you gotta be a bad motherfucker.
Direwolves
to live
shit.
In those conditions.
Hodor.
That's like Buffalo, New York.
Right. So, Sansa, got played. We cut to Marjorie and she's chilling with Lady Olena. My favorite.
The post game recap.
That was my favorite, dog. And Olena. Yeah. Olena was like, Marjorie was complaining, like, I just cannot pick him. I feel like I'm in a Tyler Perry movie every day of my life. I'm marrying gay dudes that's being killed.
What's my job today?
Right. I'm marrying gay dudes that's getting killed. I'm trying to marry these psychos, and these motherfuckers is dying, getting killed by people with poison and shit. I just can't get right. And Olena was like, look, man, I dealt with a pudgy man that I could not stand for years of my life, gave him some kids. And you dealt with a psycho and you did a good job with Joffrey. So the next one's going to be even easier.
Yeah.
She talking about her daddy. She disrespected her daddy right in her face.
Mm-hmm.
But she was telling her the truth. She was like, you know what? You'd be better off that you didn't marry him, because you would have... The way he was going, who knows what he would have done to her.
Yeah. She's like, you lucked out.
Really. Yeah.
You like, did.
And she did, man. But that's how much Marjorie, that's the difference between Marjorie and Sansa. That's how bad she wanted to be queen. Like, she was like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I will handle him. Yep. What are we doing today? We chopping off kids' heads? Let's do it. Let's go fucking
how
do
many?
It.
How many?
Yeah. I'll go get the kids. You stay here. Like, she was about that life. And, like, she just never showed fear in his presence, man, even though he was a fucking, monster. They cut to the next scene, man. This is apparently a very controversial scene.
Yes.
Things went down. But we got young Joffrey's body laying there with that little ass sword on his chest. I'm hoping that sword don't get buried with him. That sword too nice for him. I hope somehow Arya gets a hand on it, man.
Nice.
Because Justin was talking about her needing a better sword last week, but yeah. I was like, what's she gonna find a little ass sword? But look, that would be her father's sword. It's tiny, and you know, she could probably handle that shit, man. So. Anyway, they was gonna bury him with, you know, he's sitting out there at the wake, and only his mama and his brother was there because nobody loved him. Let's be honest.
Some people was like, "Fuck you, King."
Yeah, only his mom could love that motherfucker.
His granddaddy wouldn't.
You know? Like his, even his little brother wasn't that sad.
Mm-mm, didn't shed a tear.
He was looking like that crazy motherfucker goes. I was hoping it would be a year or two, but I guess I have to be king now.
His daddy showed up. His grandfather showed up on business.
Dog, Tywin. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Patrice.
No, seriously, he did. He just showed up to give Tommen a LinkedIn description of his new job. Like,
yes. He was basically like, he gave him the employee workbook.
Yes.
Here's a tour of the facility.
Yeah. Yes. Tommen, you know what makes a good employee here? We have the three P's.
He did the Chick-fil-A training.
All right.
He was like, you don't even have to submit your resume. You already have the job.
All right. But it was funny because Cersei was so distraught. She barely put up a fight because she was just kind of like, you know, now is not the time. Tywin was like, whatever, nigga.
We don't talk about this.
This one isn't crazy, so I'm going to roll with him.
He almost hit him with a bitch, please.
Right.
Yes.
And he went, and it was funny because, you know, the fight was taken out of Cersei. Because I feel like she would have put up more fight if she wasn't grieving. Because,
of course.
Even, okay. You know, even in situations where Tywin has pulled the, you know, pulled rank on her, she's always had something to say. Mm-hmm. She didn't say shit.
She knew. The other thing is, she knew even though she could control Joffrey, I think she felt like no one else could either.
Right.
And she was the best one to control, which still lended her to have power. But with the other one,
well, she still loved him, and he was her only connection to real power. You know what I mean? Even though he wouldn't listen to her, he came out of her loins. You know what I mean? That was her kid. So
yeah, she was about torturing somebody. He was down for it, and that's what she needed.
Mm-hmm. So she was sitting there and, Tywin, Daddy Lannister asked the goddamn longest question. He did one of those moves my dad does. Well, he asked you a question that he know the answer to, but the question's so vague, it's going to take 10 minutes to get the fucking answer. Well, you just like, is it, because when it's certain degrees outside, the thunder happens because, lightning is in the clouds. He's like, no, that's not even close. He's like, fuck.
But you know what, though?
Is it because God is crying? What is it?
The little one sat there and didn't answer him. He just kind of looked at him like.
Nah, he answered because he was like, he said courage. But, he said strength.
But not at first, though. He was like.
Well, first he asked, he looked at him like, nigga, is this a trick?
Right, he just like, looked at him.
And he's like, no, it's not a trick.
Like, he wasn't going to answer at first because he didn't know.
Right.
He know his granddaddy full of games.
Should I answer this?
We've all been asked, all of us with parents that discipline have been asked the rhetorical question. He had to make sure it wasn't that. He's like, this is one of the rhetorical questions where I get a whooping no matter what the answer is.
In that case, I'm not going to waste your time.
Yeah, let's not waste each other's time here. The answer is I shouldn't have been outside. he basically was like, you know, what does a good king need? And he names all these different things. And then Tywin goes through all the lines of kings and he's like, here's why that's wrong. You can be strong, but you don't got no counsel means you be like your, Robert. You can, be just, but you don't watch your back. Your ass be dead. How about that? And Kid was like, man, I don't know. What's the right one? He's like, wisdom, finally. And Tywin was like, that's right. And who is the wisest person you know? Me, player.
Let's go, son.
he put that. He made himself the answer to that question.
Yes. I said,
damn, he a beast, man.
He's been planning it all week.
Yeah. Yes, he did. Then he had the nerve to be like, you know what? You are smart, son, because you know who wasn't a good king? This damn motherfucker right here.
Right in front of his mama.
Yeah, he was like, he was a no good asshole that I hated him. That's what he might as well have said. And fuck him. I'm glad he's dead. Come on, I can control you, boy.
His mama was still crying and he was like, yeah, you know who ain't shit. Speaking of ancient.
Now, Rod, I know you've been far removed from the West Side for many years, but that's one of them situations where it's one of the mamas living at home and she's staying in grandmama's house, her granddaddy house, and he tired of her being there. He babysitting the kids all the time. He the one putting all the groceries in the house. They eating up all the shit. He finally just said, your mama ain't shit. Your brother ain't shit. You the one about, you got a future.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck everything else. You got a future.
I do feel like he was like, you know, you got better SATs. It should have been you in the first place. But part of it was just like, and we got told this last year, kind of like Cersei to Tywin is just, she's not a man, so she can't hold a throne. She's just a means of making babies to extend the family line so that they can have more power other places. So she might as well have not even been there as far as he was concerned. He was like, oh, finally a boy I can control. Bye. You know,
I don't have to deal with your crazy ass mama no more.
Right.
And the other thing is, this is the first of the second child is actually probably the better of the children to run a kingdom. Mm-hmm. Like all the other children, the firstborn is normally the best child. They got all the good genes. Mm-hmm.
Well, in all fairness.
Well, nobody in this family ain't got no good genes.
Right. So. Right. In all fairness, we don't know shit about no timing right now. And it'll be some shit that happened in 2 weeks where we'd be like, oh, he crazy too. I didn't know he was into that, you know, so I don't, let's withhold our judgment. You'd be fucking around fucking dogs or something next week. We'd be like, oh, that's right.
Well, we know Joffrey was extremely crazy because we know who both his parents are. I don't know who his other little kid parents are.
He got that
Uncle Daddy production.
Right.
he's still Uncle Daddy.
He got that blonde Lannister hair. I know that much.
He's still an Uncle Daddy.
Over there looking like the Aryan Nation pinup boy. I don't know how y'all could think it's somebody else. They gonna have to tell me. But I'm assuming that it's their son too, man. So, you know, and then when they were walking off, Tywin was like, you know, you gotta take a queen, right? And Tommen was like, yeah, you know, that's what we do. He said, you know why we do that? He's like, because, you know, that's what we do. He's like, nah, playboy, let me tell you about pussy real quick. It's good. It's easier than you think. And, Jamie walked up and was like, hey man, you straight? And he was like, I'm good. Thanks for checking on me, player. And he was like, don't worry. It's going to, hang in there. I'm going to make sure everything's okay. So I'm guessing he's saying he's gonna bring the killer to justice or protect him. But at that point, I was thinking, nigga, wasn't you in charge of security?
Yeah, you did a terrible ass job.
I mean, he ain't had no official power. He was just more of a figurehead.
I'm just saying, he's supposed to be in charge of security.
He was like Mike Woodson.
And the king is dead.
He was like Mike Woodson the last few weeks of the Knicks. He ain't really had no authority or what went on.
I'm just saying, to make a football analogy, if the quarterback gets sacked and killed, and the next quarterback comes in, I don't want the offensive lineman telling me I got your back. You the one got that other dude killed. We should get your ass up out the field too. Let's start over. Fresh start. And you get new eyes on things. But he was like, don't worry, I got this all well in hand. Then he went down to talk to Cersei, who was grieving. And he was like, you straight? And she was like, oh, kill Tyrion. No trial. Just go in there and kill his ass. Cause she petty like that.
First he sent everybody else away.
Yeah, that was true. He's like, bitches, leave.
I was like, why is he sending everybody away?
Everybody. Uh-oh. All the priests left.
Uh-oh. I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah, that wasn't a good sign. But all the priests did leave. And Justin, by the way, I invited you back. All the priests did leave. And he was like, listen, you know, now we can talk in private. And she said, hold up, before you say anything, gots to kill my brother, because he did this shit. And he was like, how do you even know he did that shit? Like, this doesn't even make sense. And I was glad someone said it, okay? Like, somebody need to say, does it even make sense for Tyrion to kill this nigga? Like, he too smart for this. And she was like,
all he had to do was wait. Somebody else was gonna kill him.
She was like, he told me when I was happy, all my happiness would turn into ashes in my mouth. And he was like, that is evidence of nothing. He is smart and he talk a lot of shit.
Just like you do.
Well, she talks a lot of shit. She's not smart. Like,
no.
Cersei is not here for your games of trying to like make analogies and metaphors that you need to think about three different ways with triple entendres and shit. She's not for that. She makes straight open threats. Like, I will fucking have you killed. How about that? Nothing to say? Good. I'm out. That's what she does. Like, remember that one dude when she hemmed him up against the wall? Littlefinger was talking all that shit. She was like, I'm not smart like this. I don't have time.
I fuck my brother. I live on the edge.
Right. This is not a thrill enough for me. Put this sword to his neck and see what he think. oh, nothing to say, nothing to say. Like, that's, to me, that's the beauty of that character, is that she's so, you know, straightforward. But I also think that's why she thinks Tyrion did it, because she is just like, he insulted me and then it happened. So he must have did it, right?
No evidence.
Jamie then said, look, man, they got our son, and he tried to comfort her, and she turned to him, and then she kissed him. And I think the kiss was more of a I've missed you, I want to be comforted, we're grieving, obviously this was our son. And it got a little hot and heavy for a second over the corpse of her son. And I was like, man, this kiss is starting to go into the inappropriate, past brother sister even. Like, this is getting a little gross. Calm down, guys.
I mean, you always say if you want to get out the friend zone,
pull your dick out, right?
Pull your dick out.
But, she was like, she backed up off of it. It was like, whoa, this is weird. Not in front of our dead son.
He was like, he dead, who he gonna tell?
Right. And Jamie was like, and that's when Jamie did something that was really out of character, because he was like, damn, you hateful as shit. And I was like, she is hateful, but what does that have to do with this? Like, this is wrong, her son just died, this is the wrong time. He's like, why did God have to make me love such a hateful woman? Mm-hmm. And she was just like, look, man, we grieving. Can we just, like, leave me alone? He was like, no, I'm taking it. I am taking it today. Don't you say no tonight. Don't you say no tonight. And, threw her down on the ground, was ripping her skirts off and stuff like this. Ah. And was like, she was like, no, Jamie, this is wrong. This is not right. And he was like, I don't care anymore. I'm a rapist now. And I said, fuck, Justin was right. So upset.
I'm a rapist. Now.
Hey, he took a few self-defense classes, him and Bobby Hill, don't steal my purse.
That was some real Darren Sharper shit to do, though, because, like, he's immediately in that group of people where you have to go, well, rape must be about power, because everybody would have fucked Jamie. Like, it's dudes that would have fucked Jamie.
Yep.
Yeah. He was just like, I'm taking it because I want this pussy, and you need to load that I'm the man. Yeah,
and you know what? What kind of pantaloons does she have on? Because he sure got to it quick for, you know, back in the day, they were kind of layered kind of heavily.
See, she was dressed all provocative at the funeral. She had her club outfit on. She was teasing him the whole time.
That's what it was.
She have a corset tied up, right?
It's always about what the woman did to provoke the man.
Right. She was out at night or something. if you're not safe at your son's wake, when are you safe? Like, of all the times that you feel like you should be able to, she should be able to wear a thong to the sun, if anything. That should be a place where we all recognize she's off limits. No. And Jamie said,
She washed the box for the wake. It's first time it's been washed in a while. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't have hot water. They don't have hot water like that back in them times.
Right. But Jamie decided to take it, man. Right after telling Tommen, like speaking to Tommen and telling him it was going to be all right and shit. Like, and apparently this caused quite the stir. Cause a lot of people feel like it was out of character for Jamie, for one.
No, it wasn't.
Even though Justin did call it.
He had that look in his eye. Yeah.
He had that rapey look. That's a good point.
He's been locked up for several years. He lost his hand.
And apparently for the book is different. I read an article about this and people were very upset because the book is, even though it's still kind of rapey, there's a point where she gives in and is like, okay, yes, we can we're having sex and now I'm consenting, even though it seemed that from the passage I read, it seemed like he was still raping. And she made up her mind like, well, it's happening anyway, so fuck it.
She got tired. She got tired of fighting back.
Yeah, she, like, here's the passage from the book. She says, hurry, she was whispering now, quickly, quickly now, do it now, do me now. Jamie, 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 her hands helped guide him. Yes, Cersei said as he thrust, my brother, my sweet brother, yes, like that. Yes, I have you, you're home now. You're home now, you're home. She kissed his she kissed his ear and stroked his short, bristly hair. Jamie lost himself in her flesh. So that part is the part that people were concentrating on. Like, see, that's missing from this scene. And I agree. I watched the scene like twice and I was like, yeah, there's no moment where I'm like, oh, she did kind of want this. If anything, it looks like it got cut short before they could have that moment, because it kind of ends abruptly. Like, she grabs his sleeve and then it's just like, next scene.
It's kind of hard to show a rape scene and be, you know, and not get these emails like you might get.
I'm not about to get any emails. You act like I'm like, and it wasn't a rape. I don't know what's wrong with these bitches. What's the problem, ladies? Like, I think it looked like a rape to me. I actually saw the comment section for this article that was written about it, and some of the dudes were like, I didn't see it as a rape. I was like, what were you watching?
Like, what does
a rape look like to you, sir? I feel bad.
Even George Martin who wrote the books got online and said, oh, I didn't write it like that. No.
Right. Yeah.
He said, I want y'all to know, keep buying them books. I didn't write it like that.
Don't call
me. He's
like, don't call me. Whatever happened, send them emails somewhere else.
He's like, I'm watching it fresh off of HBO like y'all.
And for people that, I actually did an interview with, I think this lady from, the site Very Smart Bitches. She does quote unquote trashy romance novel reviews. And we talked about the trope in romance novels of the non-consensual consensual sex, which happens a lot. It's not exclusive to Game of Thrones, but it's kind of like old hat at this point, where it's like, he was so passionate. He wanted me so bad. He was going to take it. And I was like, you can have it. You know what I mean? But there's like this kind of play at it, and it's pretty nuanced. And I don't think this scene was nuanced at all. This shit was like, I'm taking this pussy. Next scene.
Yep.
But according to one of the comments I read, though, the other interpretation, well, the full context of the scene was like, he definitely was taking that pussy, and then she was cool with it after a while. But he was like, I'm taking it, ain't shit you can do. We about to do this, and like, she was on her period and everything, and he was like, I don't care. I was like, that's a savage, dog. That dude was a rapist. anytime she's like it's that time of the month, he's like, and
what that got to do with me?
Right.
I mean, I guess once you decide that you'll start reproducing and having sex with,
but
your sister, I don't know what line you won't cross.
But let's be honest, Justin, you would at least throw a towel down. That's all.
That's a good point.
It's obvious it was rape.
Yeah, I don't want my clothes to get.
Yeah, you're gonna at least throw a towel down. You have to prepare for shit like that. Come on. That rape happened, and I was just glad he didn't try to finger her with the golden hand.
Oh, Lord.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, thank God.
I guess it was she made a sex toy for herself, if you think about it.
Yep. I knew he was offering some dick, man. I just didn't think he was gonna take it. I was like, when he walked up, I said, this nigga is pressed. He want to fuck right now. What's wrong with him?
In front of his son.
Yeah.
That is kind of but it's foreshadowing. For this show, it has to be foreshadowing of something deeper that's getting ready to come out.
The other thing, though, is Jamie saved Brienne from rape last year, saved her from a bear, and people had this feeling like she not even trying.
Right.
You know, like, that's not even a sexual attraction to him. And he's clearly he's clearly just anti this just idea. And I guess he was like, that's different from incest pussy, man. Those new rules.
Yeah, and you know what? I think he probably would have pushed that boy off the table. He wasn't afraid of the priest coming back in and catching him.
Yeah, he probably would have. He was thirsty.
He was like, you wasting fuck space. Move, boy.
But, you know, he does look at Cersei as his woman. Like, he looks at her as his woman, kind of like some people in today's culture look. They view it as you can't rape your wife. So
apparently,
you know, that's the way he look at it. Like, that's mine. It's not going to be anybody else's. He even told the other dude, like, you'll never get the fuck up. Like,
I mean, it felt like the whole theme of this episode was rape. It was like a rape episode.
A lot of,
hey, you might get raped in this episode. Speaking of which, the Hound and Arya was, you know, feeding, drinking, getting some water for their horses and chilling and shit. And she was basically like, hey, dog, when we going home? And he was like, bitch, I ain't got no map.
You got one?
I'm surprised this conversation doesn't happen more often in this show, because it's like nobody had iPhones. Like, when we gonna get there? Do I fucking let y'all know?
And then if we get a map, do you have a fucking compass to tell us where the hell north is?
Yeah, I just know which way north is, and that's the way we supposed to go. Calm down.
Why is their trip taking so long? Like, they both got horses now. are they just walking or like they in a hurry to get there? Like, I feel like they the hobbits just wandering around forever and ever. Like, can y'all ever get to your destination?
Well, when you gotta stop and kill people every couple of miles, it slows you down.
A lot.
The hound was like, you know, anyway, I'll get you there when I do. She's like, what you gonna do after that? Which was kind of a good question to me, because I think Arya is fascinated by men that kill and learning the skills that they have.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't be surprised if they get there and then she's like, I still want to come with you, man. Like, let's learn how to, I want to learn how to kill people even more.
See, this one, you know, I thought about that too. Like, Arya's in training right now. Like, every time she get with somebody, it's training and training,
right,
to make her like the ultimate killer, like Brienne.
Mm-hmm. But they're gonna be a beast.
But watch, they're gonna just marry her off or kill her, and I'm gonna be so disappointed.
You know what? I think, because, like I said, I watched some of the first season when her daddy was talking to her about getting married. She was like, nigga, that ain't me. I don't get married. I don't wear dresses. I shoot bows and arrows and fight with the boys. What if, I think that she would leave before she get married.
She's gonna have a stable full of bitches.
Exactly.
Well, I just know that, you know, this show does I wouldn't be surprised either, Justin, because this show does a ton of, like, even with the Jamie Lannister thing, and apparently it's really problematic because the, I said the word problematic. I take that back. It's really fucked up because the producer was like, I didn't see it as a rape. And I was like, what was the other edit? Like, what did you edit out to make that not be a rape? So it probably won't be addressed on the show that it was a rape. But they do set characters up for you to feel a certain way, and then they rip the carpet from under you. And that's how I felt with the Jamie scene. And I wouldn't be surprised if they did something like that with Arya, where it's just like, okay, you feel like she's a hero and she's so tough and she's got to figure it out. Well, now she's got to get married, or now she's going to die or something.
Oh, you know what? And if she does get married, I could see her like stabbing her husband or some shit, going, nigga, I don't like you. Stab, stab, stab.
Yes. That's what I see happening. Either that, or he accepts that she's actually stabby, and like Brienne, she has to only pretend to be a lady.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause she would have been killed, Joffrey.
So this farmer and his daughter roll up.
Ah!
And they lucky Arya was there, because they almost caught that No Country for Old Men.
Yeah, they did.
Right away. He was like, hey, y'all, he was like, what y'all want? He was like, y'all, the hound was like, what y'all want? And it was like, you on my land. It's like, I'm standing on it. It's my land. Beat it. And luckily Arya defused it, because she was like, oh, daddy, stop being crazy. He was in the war. His face is all fucked up from the war, and he's just a crazy person. It's like, who's y'all fighting for? It's like, oh, the Tullys. You know how it is. He said, oh, the Tullys, that's cool. Y'all want some rabbit stew?
Quick.
Yeah, say that again, Patrice.
She's getting quick. Like, that was a good, like, she looked at the dude and figured out which team he played for and, like, threw it right at him.
Keep in mind, she was lying for, like, a year living with Granddaddy Lannister.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. She is good at subterfuge, man. Like, she learned that from the man with no face, man. So, you know, she was cool. They went to dinner.
Yeah, she even saw Littlefinger and, it was like, oh, can't trust that dude.
Yep. She's great, man. They went to, dinner at the, farmer's house, and the farmer started praying. And it's funny, because if you listen to the words of the prayer is basically like, I pray for my daughter not to be raped. And the hound was like, you gonna pray to all seven of the gods, or can we get some of this motherfucking rabbit stew?
What is you talking about?
You didn't promise me church, but you promised me stew.
Yeah. He was like, hey man, let's get this over with.
And he was like, the dude was like, all right, hold on, let me just a couple more gods. And he was like, nigga, if you don't give me this motherfucking stew, and just start pouring it out the stew bucket, like,
yeah,
just how very rudely.
And I already had that lost look, like, I'm sorry, your stew is good, girl, but we hungry.
Her father, she was like, how, father, please. And then that shit didn't work. She was like, all right, well, pour me a bucket of stew then.
Hey, once you had all the chickens
mm-hmm.
at the last stop you went to, it's kind of hard to sit and listen to Palm Sunday prayer and all that other stuff.
Yeah. I felt bad. The little girl was just sitting at the table like, who are these people?
I'm hungry too.
that little girl was like, oh, my cooking is good. Why, thank you.
Yeah. But anytime your father does an anti-rape prayer like that.
That's never a good sign.
Yeah. He was like, I get it. And y'all pray that the man won't kill you in your sleep for no reason. Let's go.
me.
Yeah.
He never said I wasn't going to do it. Though.
Right. Well, he's like bored now. Hound, did that. Then Arya wakes up in the morning because they were invited to sleep in the barn on the fresh hay. And she wakes up to the sound of a man being like, hold up now. Ugh. And somebody's daughter being like, oh no, daddy. She walks outside and sure enough, the Hound had got these motherfuckers for their money, dog.
Yeah. Oh, such a good buddy cop.
He stuck them up for that paper, man.
Yeah, because he was.
I knew he wasn't. Here's the thing, though. I knew he wasn't going to stay there and work. Like when, I was like, even Arya knew this nigga wasn't going to stay there and work because when he said it, she looked at him like, what? What you gonna get out here and hold some of this lawn? I don't think so. I'll believe it when I fucking see it.
Yes.
She didn't even look that shocked.
No, but the look she did give him was so like, I can't even sleep in. I can't even sleep in.
Right.
I can't even sleep to 12, dog.
She didn't even look shocked. She just looked more like, so you really gonna do it, huh? All right.
Stealing that man silver.
Yeah, he was like, that man is weak, and when the shit goes down, he's going to die anyway, so I might as well get some money because somebody else was, so peace. Then we went back to Sam, a.k.a. Peter from the Cosby Show, and he was talking to the incest daughter.
Chili.
Caster's incest daughter, and he was like, hey, girl. I see you walking around here, looking all good. It's nothing but men up in here. You might get raped. Cause that was the theme of the show. Rape. I mean, literally they introduced this scene with them being like, raper, raper, thief, raper, raper, raper. That guy plays for the Steelers. Raper.
Oh,
raper.
Lord.
Pray we don't get raped.
New Orleans cornerback, raper. They basically had this conversation where Sam's like, I'm worried about you. And she's like, why are you worried about me? I'm straight and nobody's gonna do anything. I got my baby here. Nobody's come on to me. He's like, oh no, people looking at you. I could tell. I could feel it. And, you know, even the dudes that were mutineers used to be part of the guard and they turned into rapers. So you got to go. Like, for your safety and the baby's safety, I'm going to take you to a town where you'll be safe. And she was like, she thought about it and was like, I guess, you know, but is it because you trying to fuck? And he was like, what? No, me? No. Me? Never. Never that. I mean, you could have gave me
I made a vow.
Could have gave me a hand job on the run, but it was too late. It's too late for that. she was like, you know, she was insulted, kind of like, so you trying to say I'm bored? Like, I'm boring to you? Like, you not attracted to me? And he was like, no, I jerk it to you every night. I mean, but this ain't about me. Yeah.
I don't know what his problem was. Like, they allowed him to have in-house pussy.
But she can live there and she doesn't belong to him either.
All them dudes going down to the whorehouse and getting some. He lives there. Mm-hmm. He just got to go across the hallway. Like, bro, like what? Why?
Don't
let your insecurity send her away. And he let his insecurity get the best of him.
I do think she'll be less safe not there, but I will say I don't think that he would be allowed to just go over there like it was his girlfriend.
I mean, he still got a sneak.
They don't play that.
But they wasn't sending her away either. They wasn't like, you got to get her about it.
Somebody would spot his big ass going over there, dog. Come on. Somebody would be like, come on, dog. We know you fucking that girl. And who knows what that means in that rapey ass environment. And it's like, well, then we all can get some, right? Like, nah. he made a good decision that she needed to go somewhere else. And we'll get to where he sent her because I don't think that's a good decision. But he made a good, it was a good choice to move her away from them rapey ass dudes up there.
He said, it's 100 men in here.
Yeah. Cut this. My man Stannis, he getting on my last nerve, man. Stannis Baratheon is the fucking worst, man. That he keep fucking with Davos, man. You know, he's like, Davos, you know how to read, right? He was like, yeah, I know how to read. He's like, read this shit. He gave him a piece of paper. He was reading it. He was like, with his mouth moving and shit. Like, oh, da, da, da. Oh, shit. Joffrey dead. He was like, that's right. Didn't I say his name when I threw them leeches in there? Didn't I say his name when we burned the leeches? It's like, yeah, but this shit could be coincidence, nigga. Like, you can't count on leeches to win a war? What kind of shit is this? He's like, nah, you sent the boy with the magic blood away. And now we're powerless and shit. He's like, man, you still need an army. He's like, oh, that's coincidence. That's a real good coincidence. You said that. Where the fuck is my army? He's like, oh, yeah, that is right. I'm working on that army for you, player. He was like, well, until then, maybe you should shut the fuck up. Cause, I ain't got an army and I ain't got the bastard boy to burn the leeches anymore. And that shit was obviously working. So you need to get the fuck out of here. So, Davos left her dad, left the father and went to go hang out with Scaleface.
She's reading Rainbow in her bedroom.
Seriously.
Yeah, she is. She a school teacher.
Right. Butterfly in the sky.
Yeah, she was getting on him. She was like, look, you need to practice. I can't have you out there sounding dumb when you read.
Right.
I'm like, a good teacher.
She's like, nigga, you still moving your mouth? What did we talk about?
She almost gave
read like an adult.
The dunce hat.
Yeah. She was on his ass. She was on his ass about that reading. And they was trying to come up with a plan, man. And they came up with a credit card plan, apparently. Davos about to send in an application to the Iron Bank. Understand is his name. And he was like, you write this shit. You know I can't write and read at the same time. I'm going to dictate this to you. And she was like, all right. So they about to come up with a plan to put them in. Like, Davos trying to die, yo. He fucking up this man's credit. He done sent the bastard away. He ain't got the army. Like, I don't know what... I don't know how long he can stay alive at this rate, but they gonna get the money somehow to go hire some cell swords and unite an army against the White Walkers and shit.
And the thing about it is that might be a little girl, but he was like he was speaking to her. She was like, "That ain't you." He was like, "It don't matter. Keep writing."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't understand why he's still there. Like, why he didn't leave with the boy?
He got honor, man, which means he gonna die in a horrible. Horrible fashion.
Right, because, like, how many times does somebody have to threaten you for you be like, you know what? I gotta go, cuz.
No, he gonna get hit with, like, pussy poltergeist or some shit. He's gonna be like, I told you. Fucking around with Melisandre, man.
You remember the one black dude they had on the show? He was like, nah, this shit ain't natural.
Right.
I'm not going back. You're a fool if you go.
He's like, nigga, we pirates. What are you doing? He's like, I'm trying to fight this war. He's like, man, I will holler at you later.
Right.
Let me know if y'all get King's Landing, because I would like to fuck Cersei. That's it. I'm out.
Right. Why did he at that point, he should have realized, you right.
Black dude had one demand. It was a racist demand to fuck up the white woman, but it was still one demand. And he was like, if I can't do that, I don't want to be part of this shit. So now we cut back to Sam, and he's taking... I forget the girl's name, but incest daughter.
Jilly.
Silly? Is that her name? Sully?
Jilly.
Okay, he's taking Jilly.
Patrice be knowing.
To the project. Well, that's why Patrice on the show, man.
Yeah.
He took Jilly to the projects, and was gonna have her.
The PJs.
Yeah, he took her to the west side.
Oh my God.
Yes, and it didn't look good. That lady was sniffing her out like, you one of them wild things, ain't you? I was like, oh, this shit gonna get stabbed with the baby in her hand. She just got there.
Yeah, they sell babies on the black market to eat.
Yeah, she was like, I'm gonna pimp you out. I was like, goddamn.
But didn't she lick her face when she first got there?
Or
was she just that close? It looked like she licked her face.
I don't know that she... Yeah, I don't think she licked her, but she had no concept of personal space.
She was so dirty, too.
Yes, and that's why I say he took away from the men, and she gonna get raped by some women.
Right. That was, so she was.
She's like a 3% less chance of getting raped, but a 3% chance of getting paid for it. That's the only difference.
Right. He really took her from like Cabrini Green to Marcy and was like, see? It's like, nigga, it's still dangerous. What are you talking? She had this look like, what are you talking about? This shit is just as rapey, if not more.
And the funny part about it is that, you know, it's bad when he got to talk to the person he about to do exchange with. And she was like, we got other, look, I done told you, no other jobs. She was like, but she can, look, no
that was,
other
that
jobs.
That was his problem though, cause he could have gotten to the pimp game.
Yep. Yeah.
He already got the fur. You know.
Yeah, she was looking like, why else did you bring her here if she wasn't gonna hoe?
Yeah. And he was like, nah, she not gonna be hoeing. She just gonna clean up after the other girls, get all the sperm off the floor and shit.
She was like, she gonna be hoeing as soon as you leave.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she could sell some of that breast milk Justin's so fond of. She's gonna be living in the projects, and he really did just leave her there with that baby crying. So I'm assuming when we come back to her, she's gonna be hoeing. Cause I mean, how the fuck else she supposed to make it as a single mother with no man, no source of income, no suitors out there? Like, she'll be hoeing in a week.
And she very naive, so I guarantee you that woman that was all up on her gonna be all up on her in a minute.
Mm-hmm. So we cut to Oberyn. And him and his woman, they having a orgy.
Having a good old time. What size bed was that?
I don't know.
You gotta figure with no TV, that would be the number one pastime is orgies.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
what you doing tonight? Orgy, man. Shit, what you doing? What are you talking about?
That's what we get. And it kind of took me for a loop, because first thing I seen was an ass. I was like, oh, okay, we having sex. Then the next thing I know, somebody getting ate out. I was like, oh, so we really doing this, huh?
Ass and titties.
Yeah. It was ass everywhere.
But that's what I'm saying. How big was that bed? That's the type, that size bed I need in my life.
That was an extra super king.
And Illyria, offered, the gay dude some. She's like, you trying to get in this? He's like, oh, I don't swing that way. That's a quiet taste. He was like, nigga, did you just call my woman a quad taste? She was like, oh, no, baby, it's just more for you. Don't kill him. Don't kill him. Like, Oberyn don't play that shit, man. He was definitely about to fuck somebody up, man.
He real sensitive.
Yeah, and then he was like, how are you bisexual, man? Don't you ever get tired of all the fucking? And she was like, nigga, we from the South, bro. We fuck all day. He'll never be satisfied. I'm going to give him some now. That's how I get down. And she did. And then the rude ass Lannisters came in without knocking again.
Like, and ruined the party.
Just opened the door. Yes.
I get that it's y'all's house, but you can knock on the fucking door once in a while.
They didn't even say housekeeping, nothing. They just opened up the door.
Like, I get, you know what it was? Maybe there's a deleted scene where Tywin is standing outside the room for like an hour. Like, when are these niggas gonna start fucking, man?
I don't got time for this.
Like, can someone send some water in to see if they still fucking or something? But he came in and basically he was like, hey, dog, Oberyn, clear the room. Get all the sex out of here for a second. If you would like to be on the jury for Tyrion's murder trial, we will be honored. So give him a chance to, you know, kill a Lannister himself, I guess. And he was like, what about that rape though? He was like, why you keep bringing up that old shit? The mountain raped your sister. They ain't got shit to do with me, man. He was like, nah, man, the mountain worked for you. And I know you petty, so if it was a rape, you ordered it. He was like, man, I promise I ain't got shit to do with you. But if you would like to meet the mountain and talk to him face to face, like gentlemen,
exactly,
I will hook you up. Just do me this solid. And he put his hand out to shake. And I know they didn't show over and shake it back, but I guess we'll see what happens there.
I wouldn't have shook that hand. I wouldn't have stuck my hand out there.
I just thought the fact that Ty wouldn't even put his hand out there was just a gesture of good faith.
Yeah, he about to smoke a cigarette. He was like, do I need to trust you? You interrupted my pussy for this?
Nah, I would have been the other way, where if I was Tywin, I was like, I'm not touching your hand. He might have all kinds of shit on it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Diseases.
Pull this shit back and have cancer on it. But yeah, so he decided, you know, that, so they cut to the next scene, like, we don't know that they have an alliance, but it sounds like it was confirmed in the next scene, cause, my man, Podrick told Tyrion that, you know, that there was gonna be a trial, and, it was gonna be, that old ass man, what the fuck is his name? That old ass bitch, man.
The one, the faker.
Yeah, that's gonna do whatever Tywin tells his ass to do. I mean, let's keep it real.
Varys?
Not Varys. It was What the fuck is the other person?
The other one
trial?
Is Sarah C. Red on the
yeah, last week. Business. Last week she was like, why you trying to push up on these old on these young chicks? And he was like, what, yeah, me?
Grand Maester.
Yeah, the Grand
Posse.
Lewin. Grand Maester Lewin, is that it? Oh no, it's not Lewin.
Mm-hmm. I'm a Pycelle.
Yeah, Pycelle, that's it. Yeah, he was like, yeah, he gonna do whatever the fuck you say anyway. And so that's basically giving if it's three votes, I don't know if it has to be unanimous, but that is pretty much giving Granddaddy Lannister the majority vote. Because he controls two of the votes at least, and then the other nigga hates Tyrion and wants to do whatever it takes to meet the mountain so he can kill him. So, I mean, he basically got all three votes, and Tyrion's like, never put it past my dad to capitalize on the family tragedy. That's what he does. Podrick came to see Tyrion and was like, you can't see Bronn. Nobody will allow anybody to help you. They recruiting people against you. Everybody wants you dead. And they even offered me to turn against you. And I said no. And Tyrion's like, the fuck you do that for? You better take that money. It's the silver or the lead, nigga. Take the silver, because if not, they will come with the lead and kill your ass. It's really not even, I don't take it personal, and you can get a promotion. At least when I die, I can look up and be like, oh shit, Podrick got, he a supervisor now. he just wants something good to come out of the fact that he's going to die, from this shit. Cause he's assuming that this shit is done, you know? He was like, you can go, can you get Jaime to come see me? Which can probably happen, you know? I'm assuming Jaime won't kill him. But I don't know. After Jaime raped his sister, I don't know.
Who knows now?
Nah, I think Jaime the only one that never picked on him for being small.
No, he did.
Exactly. I think Jaime loves him though.
Y'all have forgot. First of all, the last two things they did were kind to each other. But in the first season, them niggas didn't like each other.
But see, I don't remember them going back and forth about his height though. I remember him just saying like, "Stop fucking these hoes," and he was like, "Look, man, that's all I got." Yeah, because he used to preach to him like just like his dad. He used to preach to him just like his dad. Like, stop fucking these hoes. It was like, that's all I got. I got the brains and you got everything else. Like,
okay,
let me get these books and these hoes.
All right. If you don't think.
Just the way he said to Cersei, I can't kill him. He's my brother. Like, I know you don't like him and he's not your brother in your head, but he's my brother.
Yeah. I'm assuming she going to leverage that rape against him though. Oh wait,
yeah.
I forgot. Dude don't think it's a rape. It might not come up. Y'all might be right, cause.
But I don't know that that's gonna say it.
The director don't even think it's a rape. I thought she would be like, nigga, you raped me. The least you can do is kill this motherfucker. Nope. Jesus Christ.
He said no and then took the draws. Like, I can't, the audacity of you asking, now you owe me.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, who knows that, but, so yeah, I'm looking forward to them having a meeting, man, but it might be a tearful up in there cause he probably about to die.
Another one of the characters I like.
Yeah, I hope Tyrion can find a way out of this because the show gonna go down when he die. You can't help it. He be reading motherfuckers every scene. Shout out to Podrick, faithful squire, world's finest cocksmith. man that really knows his way around a vagina, if you know what I mean. Then we cut to the fucking, what are those things called? Trends? What the fuck are those? Threns. The Threns in the Wildlands is ransacking the shit out of a town. And,
that was terrible.
I would like to say, would have rather saw rapes. Because them motherfuckers killed everything.
If you was moving, you were dying.
It's like, ooh, well, baby, we fry that up too. Good grief. Like, y'all ain't never heard of catch and release?
No. Well, they did catch and release that little boy. They were like, look. See your mama? See your daddy? I'm going to put some hot sauce on their ass and eat them. So I want you to run up to that wall and tell them motherfuckers that I'm on my way. All right, run, boy.
Right.
Go.
It was like, he really told him how he was going to prepare his parents.
Yes. He's the only one that got away.
Yeah. Now go, run, tell that.
I'm Chef Ramsay around this bitch.
Yeah. Go to Castle Black. Let them know that Omar is coming.
I don't know why he picked that kid. Like, that's the slow child. Like, once that arrow hit my father in the head, he sat around looking around. What's going on? Mm-hmm. Who's there?
He was actually making jokes about potatoes.
His mama was like, his mama was like, you better get the fuck up out of here. He was like, huh?
Yeah.
Dude, what? She was like, you heard, you see the killing, run.
It is a lot to take.
But look what he hid. He hid on the wheel.
They snatched him up under the bed like Taken. It's like, now listen close. They're going to take you. But yeah, they was like, go tell. We cut to Castle Black. Jon Snow and them was out there. He was pulling out that post sex swag on him, looking like the man. And, he was like, look, I know y'all got all these plans and shit. We gotta prepare to fight, the Threads and the Wildlings and shit. But, we ain't got the numbers, and I lied to them and told them that we did. And if they run up on Caster's, Reapertorium with the mutineers, they gonna definitely find out that we don't have the numbers, cause those motherfuckers will snitch. And, so now it looks like they gotta go back out there and fucking fight, like kill the mutineers, in order to protect the secret that they don't have enough men, which, you know, they'll probably lose more men in the process. I mean, it's just completely fucked.
If they didn't have all these fucking rules about joining the Night's Watch, like, then they probably would have more soldiers. They would really be like the army. Like, look, if you join with us, we're gonna provide you with a steady stream of hose down the street. Mm-hmm. It might be a little cold, but we got the best fireplaces around.
Yeah, they only take criminals and shit.
Yeah, like, no, that's why y'all low on numbers right now.
Yep. So yeah, they gotta go back to the Reapertorium and fight their way off. And then we got the last scene. Khaleesi finally arrived at that city she's been walking to for 3 days, three shows.
500 years. 500 years they've been walking there.
Man, what kind of shoes were they wearing back then? I don't know that my Nikes would last that long.
And I will walk 500 miles. But she came and was, walking down the street whistling like Omar and shit.
And
it was like Omar, cause she basically knocked on the crack house, and they should have just threw the slaves out the window.
Yeah.
Just throw the slaves and the money out the window.
They was like, oh, it's a bitch, man. This woman thinks she gonna talk to us.
So,
let my people go.
They,
I know, right?
So they send out a champion, one dude, on a horse, and he hops off the horse. And he pulls his dick out and starts pissing on the ground. And he started talking shit. And she was like, what the fuck, man? Where's the army so we can kill him? And she was, there was like, they just sending one man so they could do single, you know, one-on-one combat. And she had to pick somebody out to fight him. I knew it was going to be Dario's pressed ass that was going to do it, man. Great. Grey Worm tried to volunteer. She was like, nah. And then, that old simping ass John B nigga, like, Dario was like, I want some. And then other simp dude tried to volunteer too. I forgot, he was like, hey, let me do it, baby. And she was like, no.
It's only was so long you could ride behind her on her horse and see her ass bouncing up and down before you started to have lustful thoughts. Yeah.
He was like, let me do it. And she was like, no, Jar, you're my best friend. So he was back in the friend zone.
She friend zoned all three of them at the same damn time.
And Dario was the only one that stepped up and was like, I'll do it. So he went out there and was like, she was like, you really gonna fight a dude on a horse just by yourself, just standing here? He was like, yeah, cause horses is dumb and I'm not. And he threw a knife into the horse's face.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is a good point. So yeah, Dario went out there, when the dude tried to get up, he just killed him like real quick. They shot some arrows out.
Dust cloud,
yeah. It's just like, bye, nigga. Good night. But yeah, he killed the shit out of that dude, and they shot arrows, and they weren't close enough to hit him. So then he went and pissed on the arrows, like, look at this, I can do it too. They threw a bunch of barrels on catapults over the wall into the crowd, and the barrels opened up, and they were slave chains that had been broken. And then she gave a speech about her slave army and shit. And the slaves started looking kind of restless.
Yeah, they were looking at each other. Yeah, because I think she gave a speech. Did she get a speech first?
Yeah, she gave a speech first,
I believe.
She gave a speech first. She was like, do you see these people behind me? I went to this village. I went to that village. I set all the slaves free. They are here by choice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, them people were still laughing. She was like, oh, okay, you think we're kidding? Fire. And I think it was... when they looked at them chains, they looked at each other like, nigga, we about to be free. Like,
said free.
Yeah, like, she actually getting ready to say, and they picked it up almost like gold, like, she wasn't lying, like, they broke their chains. And they was looking at their masters like, is you gonna set me free? Mm-hmm. If not, you gonna die.
You know, I had a few thoughts when I saw that. First of all, I'd have told her, she can keep her motherfucking chains. Because I don't want to be walking around in the motherfucking desert, walking around here, well, threatening people.
It was weird because, like, she's saying, like, get your freedom as people are in lines and rows of army uniforms behind her. Like, come get your freedom. And they was looking like, I guess.
What kind of freedom is that?
But the thing about it, and maybe this is just me, her saying that didn't mean anything. I think the fact that she threw those barrels over there and they seen the thousands of chains fall to somebody that has not had their freedom, their women raped, you know, their men beat, you know, degraded all the time, taking food and water to everybody. What would you rather have, to continue to live that life in those chains or be free by choice? And that was kind of her point.
But I don't know how free they really are going into her army. Like, they still got to fall in line, rules and shit. Now I got to walk around in the desert.
But even with that, she still gave everybody a choice. She was like, you don't have to join my army.
They still serving her and shit. Like, it's, I don't know how free that is. But the other thing is.
But I guess for me, I guess I understand it because it's one of those things where, look, you right now, you don't have a freedom. Like, right now, you have no say-so in nothing you do in life. Everything you do, somebody else is telling you. If I set you free, you don't have to join my army. Even in the first season, she told them, look, y'all can either stay or y'all can get the hell on. So, I guess with the option of choice comes that freedom to me.
But that was the people that was getting their balls and dick cut off. Like, I'm leaving that. Yes, I'm leaving here. if I got to choose between walking in the desert and my manhood, I'm out. but just regular, I'm serving you water. And you got dragons. I don't know how sane you are. You got dragons. I don't know how safe I am with you either.
But it's one. And I don't know. Just, I guess for me, if it came between living this life that I'm living and not having a choice and having a decision on what I'm going to do with my goddamn life, I know that the master's not going to rape me. I know my husband's not going to get degraded. You know, maybe that's just the way I look at it.
And the other thing is, it ain't but so long, those people going to follow behind her. She walking around going place to place. They going to get tired of this shit, too. Like, she got an army of free people that eventually they going to be like, you know what?
All I know.
I want to tell the army what to do now.
All I know is as she gave that speech, all I heard in the background was them slaves looking at their masters.
Yes.
And they was giving them all the side eye.
Yes.
That and was I could like, just hear that Sealy Color Purple music.
They was like, I can run.
Some of the masters got smart. Did you see them leaving?
Yeah, they was leaving like
someone
shit.
Someone was like, let's get the fuck.
Oh, I have a 2:30. I don't know why I came out here to watch the slave woman.
This is not even entertaining anymore.
Yeah, slaves, let's go back. Slaves, okay, stay here.
Yeah.
Try to pretend like they wanted to. Like I said, stay. You guys stay here. I will go back. But yeah, it looks like some shit's going to go down, man. And she didn't even unleash the dragon.
Mm-mm.
Like, the dragons are still...
The dragons were at home. I don't even know where they were.
The whole time I was thinking, where are the dragons? Hopefully we'll see them next week, because I'm assuming they're going to have something to say about this before the takeover happens.
I just know her soldiers... I bet you they're going to be like, can we stay here? Like, we didn't burn this city down. Can we just live here? Like, let's live. I'm tired of all this walking.
They got to go get... Go ahead.
In that universe, you have to pick a team. You can't be teamless. You see what happens when you're teamless. The wildlings kill you.
No, what I'm saying.
That's what all these cities thought before she showed up.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
Can we just chill here?
That is her new team. Like, she control all of them. Like, now we here. This is our new house.
I don't think you understand, the concept is Game of Thrones. Not game yes. of game of find a city and chill out.
No, but can she like we here now? I'm gonna send my other people to conquer. Like I want to rest.
No, of course not.
I mean, she's the laziest slave ever.
Right. She could. Yeah. She could if she wanted to undermine her only female leadership role on the entire show. Of course she could rest her feet for a spell, but it would kind of hurt her momentum. Her whole thing is that she is out here on these streets.
It's not going to work out well for her. That's all I'm saying.
What's not going to work out well?
All this traveling, all them slaves. Eventually they're going to be like, wait, we are free. I'm telling you, they're going to get tired of that shit. I would. Mm-hmm. It's no way. Right, even now, like, you can't go from being free and being a businessman to be like, you know what, I think I am going to go ahead and start working at McDonald's now. You know what, I like their motto, I like what they do.
But you saying the opposite. They going from working at McDonald's to being free, you know what I mean?
Free, yeah. Kind of, but now they back working for McDonald's again.
See, that's the thing, though, man. It's kind of like your philosophy on women. If you get a woman that already got her self-esteem demolished, then you ain't got to, but treat her so well. Cause it's like, what, you appreciating everything, you know? Like all she really got to offer slaves is like smoke breaks. And she's already
happy.
She'll step up.
I'm not going to beat you. Your kids are fine.
Right. Guess what I won't do? Rape y'all. Yeah. Anybody want to come with me?
Guess what you get? 2 15-minute breaks.
She can't
you ain't
rape half
that
of them anyway.
Yeah.
I guess technically she could be the one to rape them.
Right. I'm just saying. It's a step up from slavery.
I think so too.
Like you said, maybe they will get spoiled. I mean, Grey Worm was playing spades 2 weeks ago, so maybe they will get spoiled and shit.
He ready to kill somebody. He doesn't have manhood anymore. That's all he has in life is to go around killing people.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Let him kill somebody.
So, we've kind of gone over here. What are you looking forward to next week? I'll go around the room. Karen, what you looking forward to next week?
I'm looking forward to seeing what the hell happened to Shay. She just disappeared off the map, and we don't know if she actually made it to her destination.
Mm-hmm.
Sansa, to see how dumb she gonna be, and to see if she gonna get sold off into sex slave, because she's just so ignorant and naive.
She is valuable.
She could bring top dollar.
I don't think she'll be a sex slave not in the traditional fashion, because basically she is the last known link to the throne of the North. Whatever children she has will inherit that throne.
Okay.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No problem.
Patrice, can bastards inherit the throne? Like Jon Snow?
They've been doing it for decades.
You can take that shit by force. Anyone can take it by force, by the way.
No, it's up for grabs.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of is the point.
He just, but like, you know, I'm a Stark. You know, I have Stark blood in me. Half of it. Like, this mine though.
I mean, I'm assuming if all the Starks were dead, Jon Snow could make a claim, but I don't, but I mean, anyone could call first on that shit. I mean, that ain't really nothing. As we've learned. Calling next on the throne don't really mean shit.
Oh, it's not like the basketball court.
Nah.
It's not like at the Y.
No, it's just like the basketball court. You can call next and get your shit taken. It's like the basketball court in the hood. Hey, man, we got next. No, nigga, we got next.
Yes, okay. Not the Y, but at the hood. Okay.
And we got next after that. That's how it is. What about you, Justin? What are you looking forward to next week, man?
I want to see Arya kill somebody. I'm ready for her to start doing her thing. Her thug does a lot down the road.
Okay. So Arya and the Hound, I'm assuming.
Yep. But mainly Arya. I want to see her kill somebody. And also that other bastard son that was torturing.
Ramsay.
Thank you, Patrice. I want to see him torture somebody else.
Well, he's going to Castle Black. The Wildlings and the Threns are going to Castle Black too, right? So.
Mm-hmm. Fun.
I wonder what happens if they show up. What happens if they show up and Jon Snow has gone to the Caster's house? Like, they just gonna kill everybody at Castle Black. Jon Snow ain't even gonna be there. So that's gonna be interesting.
Oh, something else I wanna say. I wanna see about, cause this shows Brienne in her outfit. So, one, is she gonna fuck somebody up or she gonna leave? Mm-hmm. And also, the little boy that was touching the tree and seeing things, but I know where we got to go.
Brad Stark. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wanna see what's gonna happen with that.
I hope he's not, because that thing told him to go north. I really hope he ain't headed to Castle Black, because that nigga might get burnt for real this time.
Oh.
Because he can't walk, and everybody wants to kill him. All right, man. Well, I'm Patrice, what are you looking forward to?
I'm with Karen. I want more Brienne. She needs a job now besides being awkward.
Yes. Just
bowing at the waist of people.
Clothing line. She got a new big woman's big or tall.
Mm-hmm. And I want Marjorie to get some definition on what her job is now at the castle. Yeah.
She might have got demoted. She got demoted to the fries.
Yeah. Her and Cersei probably finally going to tell her about herself. Cause Cersei was playing it coy only because she seemed to have more control over Joffrey. Yeah,
she do need to let that hang out.
And you know, Cersei probably gonna be like, "Hey, Joffrey dead now. You can go home." You know. I'm looking forward to Olenna. Cause I'm always looking forward to anything involving her. I want to know what's gonna happen with this trial, man. Like,
yeah,
I want to see Tyrion on trial. Like, what other salacious rumors and shit are gonna come out? If Oberyn's gonna stab him in the back or anything, or you know, like how that's gonna work out, because I feel like I would hate to see Tyrion go, but if he does go, they'll try to make it spectacular. So
I feel like Gendry gonna pop up, like they just gonna show him the other bastard that left in the boat. Like we're on episode 4 now. Like they gotta show him at some point this season.
Yeah, I wonder what he's up to, man. So Patrice, thank you so much for coming on with us again. HellAndHeartaches.com, at Patrice C on Twitter. We appreciate you. We really couldn't do it without you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, guys. It was fun as always.
All right. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you later.
Peace. Bye.
Love that woman. Let's get into more shit with the show, man.